Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
You know, I am a very well-established fan of professional golf and just playing golf. And I really, a couple weeks ago, was caught off guard. I did not know much about this TGL Golf League, which is, it's unfair to call it just a virtual league because they do use real putting services and they chip up from around the green. But Tiger and Rory kind of came up with this and they're squaring off tonight on ESPN. So Dan Reardon's going to give us all the details of that coming up in just a couple of minutes. But we got to talk with Ian Scherer from CBS News, tech expert. We love having Ian on because woke up this morning to news of another Chinese app that's taking over the planet, DeepSeek. And Ian will sort it all out for us this afternoon. How are you? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
So what's up with this? What's going on? And why did the stock market tank today because of this?
I was going to say, not quite a happy Monday for an NVIDIA holder, that's for sure. So, you know, generally speaking, the concern that has kind of sparked is that this company called DeepSeek has said that it can create an AI that is equivalent to the best ones that are coming out of the United States, right? OpenAI's ChatGPT, Google's Gemini, Meta AI, stuff like that. But it's able to be created at a fraction of the cost. Generally speaking, it's believed that creating an AI costs somewhere between $100 million and $1 billion of investment. Most companies don't have that sitting around in their pocket change, and so they are instead forced to go to ChatGPT or to Google or to Meta or whomever else, Microsoft, you name them, to essentially access their AIs and use them in their work. So the idea now that anyone practically with at least $6 million in the bank can build an AI, which represents a lot of companies, by the way, that challenges the supremacy of a lot of these startups and a lot of these companies that up until now have been the center of how we think about AI.
So when I see a story in the Wall Street Journal, I just want to read you the first line. I want you're going to have to dumb this down for me because I don't quite get it. A Chinese artificial intelligence company has Silicon Valley marveling at how its programmers nearly matched American rivals despite using inferior chips. So that part, the inferior chips part, and they're doing this with less technology, or is that not accurate?
Well, you may remember that the previous administration, the Biden administration, and continuing under Trump, have restricted the export of NVIDIA chips. Right? NVIDIA is one of the most highly valued companies on the planet. It makes the chips that make a lot of the AI stuff run, and their best chips had actually come under U.S. export controls, saying that they cannot be sold to China because we didn't want to possibly give China access to something that what the Biden administration argued, and I'm sure Trump will continue, could be a national security threat. So that is why China has been always working with what are considered inferior chips. Still, despite that, apparently, they've been able to create this thing that is arguably on par with the stuff we have, which, is both a national security conversation, but as you point out, is also a stock market conversation.
Right. But I'm not good at math. All right. That's been well established. That's why I talk on the radio. This is another line that confuses me. You addressed this earlier. You said that, the cost here is dramatically different. But what they said in this piece is the DeepSeek folks said training one of its latest models cost $5.6 million compared with the $100 million to $1 billion range cited last year. So that's not just a small difference. That's, you know, that's a $100 million or a $1 billion difference, right?
Yeah. And part of it is the cost in human beings, right? Okay. You need a lot of data whizzes and these really, really intelligent people who understand how to train an AI to be able to do that. They cost money. They're usually one of the biggest costs. The other cost is also the chips themselves. For example, it's estimated that OpenAI, right, the massive ChatGPT company, needed at least 16,000 of NVIDIA's best chips to be able to build ChatGPT as it is today. Apparently, DeepSeek was able to do that with an eighth of the number of them, 2,000 chips. So, you know, it's not that NVIDIA is not getting business. They are. But that it's going to be significantly less required than maybe a lot of people had thought. Now, that doesn't mean that it's the truth, right? This is just the first announcement of this thing. And there's a lot of analysis that needs to be done and market research and all these other things. But if that pronouncement turns out to be true, then it's possible that NVIDIA's business is not going to get as large as people were betting.
Right. But it's also possible, and, you know, I cited the Wall Street Journal, so I can cite something else. Dan Gallagher has a column, and you're going to probably hear more of this in the next couple of days. I'm curious, you know, about your opinion, is that, look, Wall Street's really good, and I'm not asking you to be a financial analyst here. Wall Street's really good at sell-offs and panic and stuff like that. They tend to change in the following days, but there's a chance here that the reaction is somewhat overblown, right?
Yes, and by the way, I'm a huge fan of Dan Gallagher. He's a really smart writer at the Wall Street Journal, I'm just going to say. But he makes up a very good point, is that, you know, as I pointed out, thousands of NVIDIA chips still represent a massive amount of money. Maybe it's not as much money, but here's the other element of it, is that we don't know whether or not how many other companies are now going to say, oh, if I can build an AI for a fraction of the cost that it was thought to be before, how many more companies are now going to want to buy these chips?
Yeah.
Right? So things may even out in the end. And as he points out, and Dan has seen this as much as I have, we've sat next to each other many years, and we would watch, you know, Netflix stock drop after some concern came out. And sure enough, right, Netflix would then recover and go back up.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that's what's going to happen here, right, because I am not a crystal ball person. I do not know the future. Otherwise, I would not be talking to you. I'd be making money on Wall Street.
But that's
the thing he's arguing, is that, you know, sometimes panic is its own thing that doesn't fit reality.
And I think that's true. But how does this, I guess the question would be, tie in any way, shape, or form? And I don't know if you have any thoughts on what happened last week. You got the tech giants up there, including a St. Louis guy and Sam Altman. And then the next day, Elon kind of goes rogue and says, hey, that's not going to work. So what do you make of all that? And does that tie in at all with everything with this chip?
Well, it doesn't exactly tie in, but it's part of this broader, I would call, elbowing that happens in the tech industry every day, where people are trying to challenge the top companies, right? And Elon Musk especially wants to be seen as one of the leaders in AI. And he's not honestly seen that way, right? His AI company, XAI, is not mentioned in the same breath as Google's Gemini and Meta's AI or ChatGPT. So he has a reason for elbowing against other people. But also, there is this sense that if you can unlock this answer, right, figure out what it is that's special about AI and get everyone to use it, you may have invented the next iPhone, right? And as we know, even though Samsung and all these other companies make phones too, it is Apple that gets the majority, the lion's share, more than the lion's share, of the profits in the phone industry. And people want that again.
Interesting. Hey, before I let you go, this is great, by the way. Helps us out a lot. On the TikTok front, which I think we talked about the last time, had you on. Anything going on there? You get the 75-day grace period and trying to figure out what's going on next. Is there any indication of what that next step might be now?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's really hard. I mean, I've been listening to pretty much everything that Trump has said since this has started. And what's been interesting to me is he talks about a lot of people who call him and talk about it. But the problem that I think they're running up against, and the White House has not been very clear about this, which is why I think this is the case, is that we're talking about one of the biggest platforms of all time, right? Billions and billions of dollars. There are not that many people who have that much money sitting in their in their couch cushions to be able to actually buy it. And so as a result, you end up with a lot of companies and people who already own social media companies, and then suddenly they're becoming monopolies by buying TikTok.
It does seem that
so,
way, yeah. Right.
Yeah, so that's part of the tough thing here. There are a couple of weird examples, like Mr. Beast of YouTube fame, who said he wants to become the CEO of whatever the new company is. I don't know if that'll happen. Perplexity, which is an AI company that's kind of a second banana to ChatGPT, has made an offer and suggested that the government could have a financial stake in it, which would create its own kind of questions about government involvement in a media company. But it's all getting very mushy, which it typically is, but not usually in public.
Did you say that guy's name was Mr. Beef?
Beast, as in, you know, that. So his name is Jimmy Donaldson, Mr. Beast. He is one of the most subscribed people on YouTube. He actually very notably made an agreement with Amazon to do he does like game show type stuff with people all the time.
Oh, okay.
And he do one of the biggest game shows ever. But, you know, the question, of course, is, does he really make sense as the person who would run this thing? Yeah, maybe he's good at YouTube, and maybe, you know, he also makes chocolate bars. Maybe he does that. But can he run one of the biggest social networks in the world? That's a different skill.
Yeah. My only question is, I'm going to keep calling him Mr. Beef because I like that a little
you
better.
Can.
Yeah, I'm
going
to do it. Hey, Ian, great to start the week with you. Thank you so much. We'll talk soon. Keep us posted. Keep tracking it. Thank
Absolutely.
You. All right, and say hi to Mr. Beef, too.
Get more at 971talk.com.